The order filed on Friday halts a special election scheduled for this July. Residents within the proposed boundary would have voted on creating Alaska's 20th borough. Ballots were supposed to be sent to registered voters by next week for the July 15th election. But in April, the communities of Tenakee Springs, Pelican, Gustavus, and Elfin Cove filed an appeal of the commission's decision and a motion to stay. That's what a judge granted this week. The state's local boundary commission originally approved the city of Hoonah's request to form a borough late last year. The city has tried multiple times over the last three decades to form a borough, but this is the first time it would have gone to voters. The proposal involves the city of Hoonah dissolving its city government to add more than 10,000 square miles of nearby unincorporated land and water, including Glacier Bay, Chichikov Island, and more, to form one unified regional government. Pelican Mayor Patricia Phillips says her community opposed the creation of the borough because it would isolate communities like hers that aren't included in the proposed boundaries.
It would block us off from one another and reduce the amount of opportunities, and we want our opinions heard. And so if that means going to the Superior Court for our voices to be heard, then that's what it takes.
Hoonah City Administrator Dennis Gray Jr. did not respond to a request for comment about the recent stay motion. But in an interview in late May, he says forming a borough would give residents more say in the future development of the region. And he was undeterred by the appeal.
Our case is correct and they're wrong with their appeal, so we'll be fine.
The judge's order on Friday halts the local boundary commission from taking any more steps while the appeal is pending. It is unclear how long the appeal process will take. A spokesperson for the State Division of Elections says no ballots were sent to voters prior to the motion. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.